everybody. This is Chris.
And Kathy.
We wanted to take a minute to thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate every listener and are grateful for this platform.
Please help us share our vision by subscribing to our show through your favorite streaming app. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Petability Podcast.
Check out our ever-growing list of affiliates and sponsors. Simply go to the show notes for information and links.
And be sure to use our promo code PETPOD22, that's PETPOD22, on checkout to receive your discount from our affiliates. And now here's a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Alon Landa, CEO of MedcoVet, and I'm a proud sponsor of Petability. We decided to partner with Chris and Kathy because, like them, we want to empower all pet owners who are trying to do the most for their pets. At MedcoVet, we specialize in advanced home laser therapy for pets. Laser therapy is a safe and effective treatment for common conditions like arthritis and wounds, and it relieves pain for most conditions caused by inflammation. With MedcoVet, pet owners can perform this treatment at home while receiving support from experienced clinicians. If you think your pet would benefit from healing at home, visit MedcoVet.com, and one of our clinical experts will work with you to determine if home laser therapy is the right fit for you and your pet. Tell them Petability sent you.
Welcome to Petability. I'm your host, Kathy Simon, certified veterinary technician and certified canine rehabilitation practitioner.
And I'm your host, Chris Cranston, licensed physical therapist and small animal physical rehabilitationist.
Our podcast provides interviews and information to help your pets live their best lives.
Good morning, Kathy. Happy anniversary.
Good morning, Chris. Happy anniversary to you as well. Today is Petability's 3-year anniversary. 3 years, over 80 shows, over 16,000 downloads. I couldn't be more excited. You know, when we started this, we didn't even know what a podcast was.
We've come a long way, my friend.
Right. And now we're helping animals everywhere. So happy anniversary to you too, Chris.
Yes.
And today we are going to try something a little bit new. We're going to sort of do something different than our normal forum. So you may want to listen and watch this episode on our YouTube channel, Petability Podcast, because we're going to be using a lot of video and visual aids today. So today we're going to be talking to our new friend, Erin Scott of Believe in Dog Podcast. Now, Erin reached out to us just recently to tell us about the dog health journal that she created to help owners have better vet experiences, to document their pets' changes in behavior, document things like water intake, food intake, diet, and scheduling your medications and your supplements, all to make this a better experience with your veterinarian, to better communicate with your veterinarian. And we thought it was brilliant. So we mentioned it in a show that we just did recently, because about 2 weeks ago, we did a show called Vet Visit Prep and Pointers. And so we mentioned Erin's dog journal in that show because we thought it was an awesome idea. And so we asked Erin to come on the show to tell us a little bit more about the dog health journal. So why don't we welcome Erin Scott? We are going to have Erin tell us a little bit about what her inspiration was for starting the Dog Health Journal.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I'm very excited that I get to celebrate your 3-year anniversary with you.
Thank you.
And I know what a labor of love these things are. So congratulations.
And Erin, you don't know us very well, but Kathy and I do act like an old married couple a lot of the time. So it's fitting.
It's true.
I'm really excited to talk to you about the Dog Health Journal. This was sort of a combination of things and how it all came together. And during the COVID quarantine, my dog Penny was having a health crisis, and we were trying all these different things, you know, these different herbs, different medications. And I was looking for a way to kind of track everything that we were doing. And I, you know, it was like, I couldn't find exactly what I was looking for. So I'm like, okay, I'll just throw something together, you know, in Canva, and I'll use it that way. And when I brought my notes, the early journal version, to my vet appointment, she was like, oh my God, I love this. I wish all of my patients were doing this. Like, you have to sell this. You have to, you know, make a way for everybody to have access to this. So I did hire a graphic designer to make it a little better than what I came up with in Canva. But I started putting together some notes for pet parents of just kind of all the things that I feel like I've learned the hard way in my almost 20 years now of being a dog mom. And so what's interesting is through my volunteer work here in Baltimore with the organization Be More Dog, which I just became elected president of.
Congratulations to you.
Over the last 12 years, we've been doing these free pop-up veterinary clinics in under-resourced neighborhoods throughout Baltimore. And so we'll put like this big event on, we'll have a vet, you know, free leashes and collars and nail trims and grooming and things that people don't have resources or access to easily in certain neighborhoods in Baltimore. So through my volunteer experience, I've worked like a veterinary assistant and I've learned how to, you know, draw up vaccines and do all these different things that are not part of like my day job world at all. So I've been a part of 2,500 vet consults over the last 12 years. And, you know, I started to realize like people don't always know what information their vet needs. The vet doesn't always know how to like draw the information out of them. You know, I've had personal veterinarians who don't always have the best bedside manner, maybe. And so I started realizing there's kind of this like disconnect sometimes. And sometimes, you know, that disconnect, if your vet doesn't have all the information that they need, they can't get the right diagnosis for your dog. And your dog might be suffering with something, or you might be going to the vet numerous times when, you know, if everybody had had the information the first time, you know, you wouldn't have had to pay for four more appointments or things like that. So my goal with the Dog Health Journal is to help people figure out, you know, what to look for in their dog, give them a way to track it, and give them a way to communicate it to their veterinarian. And this whole system actually saved my dog Penny's hearing, because when she was going through this health crisis, which was during the whole COVID lockdown thing, she was given an ear medication. It's the super common one that is prescribed every day, the drops that you put in your dog's ear. And I realized a couple days later, like, she hadn't barked at the mailman when he came, because every day he would bang the, you know, the mailbox right on the front of the house, and she totally slept right through it. And she, you know, totally slept through me coming home, even though she was asleep, you know, right near the front door. I mean, that was horrifying. I like dropped to my knees, like, what's wrong, you know, with my dog? And that's when I realized she wasn't hearing me. And so I'm like looking at my notes, like, we just started an ear medication. She didn't hear me. And I contacted our vet immediately. And we realized she was having an ototoxicity reaction. And that apparently can happen in like the tiniest percentage. Our vet had only seen it four times in 25 years. Wow. But because we caught it so quickly, you know, eventually she did regain her hearing back. And so I feel like that's, you know, some little bit of proof here that the system works when you're really paying attention to all of these things.
Right. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. Erin, do you think you could share with our audience what the Dog Health Journal looks like? And maybe we could go over that a little bit. Yeah.
Sure. So I'm going to do the share screen. And right now it's just available as a digital download. I'm hoping by June that I'll have it as a physical thing that you can order. It's taken much longer than I ever expected to get that done. But because I always joke, like, you know, like, I'm a woman of a certain age. I want like an analog thing that I can hold and write in, you know. But if you do purchase the downloadable version, you can type right in it. You can save new files. You know, it's like PDF fillable. So I hope that's helpful for people.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do the share screen. So the first part is I give you like an e-booklet of the 12 changes to look for in your dog and report to your vet. And, you know, I can scroll through this really quickly of just, you know, things like skin changes. And I try to give some different tips that I've learned over the years, like taking photos of these things so that you can check like every day, every week, you know, if there's a wound, you're worried, is it getting worse? Is it getting better? Just taking photos and kind of keeping them all in a folder. And then you can scroll through and see like, oh, this is getting smaller. Because, you know, sometimes when you see your dog every day, you don't always notice those kinds of things. And, you know, itching and scratching, and that can even, you know, mean at their ears. And sometimes with dogs, you know, they're biting at themselves, and that's, you know, how they're trying to scratch. And, you know, that's not something people do. So sometimes things get like a little bit lost in translation there. And I'll share with you what I think is the most important one is a change in your dog's routine. And what's so important about this is pet parents, you know, our dogs can't tell us like verbally, you know, oh, I don't feel like chasing the ball today because my leg is sore, because my belly's sore, you know. Right. So it's up to us, you know, and our vet doesn't know our dog, you know, we're the experts in our dog to know like that that's different in them. And so I think that that's one of the things as pet parents, you know, really thinking about, you know, with my dog Penny, car rides were her favorite thing in the world. If she didn't want to go for a car ride, I knew something was terribly wrong, you know. My dog Nino, it's chasing the ball. Like he hates the car. He never wants to get in the car, you know, but like if he only doesn't want to chase the ball, like something's wrong. But that's not something our vet would necessarily know to ask us because they don't know our dogs like that. So that's where I think, you know, us keeping track of these things for ourselves is incredibly important information that our vet wouldn't know, you know, to even ask us about. Right. And when you're putting it together with like, oh, and, you know, we just went through this with my dog Nino. He wasn't chasing the ball as much. His nose was a little dry. He had gotten some, he was having like sparse fur around his ears, and he had picked up some weight, and we realized he had a thyroid issue. And because I was able to kind of present all of these things all at the same time, they recognized right away what the problem was. We ran the right blood test. We got him on the right medicine. And so that's why I think it's so important to kind of be putting all of these things together for our vet. And so I hope that the rest of the journal will give you a way to do that. So I will pull up for you the.
Erin, as you're doing that, I just want to say that you had sent the PDF to my partner in crime, Kathy, but I hadn't had the opportunity to download, you know, see it, et cetera. It is visually stunning. So yeah. Not only is it packed full of information, I am really impressed. I mean, this would be, you know, I'm acting like your average, you know, pet owner that, you know, is seeing this for the first time. And wow, I think it's just such an excellent tool. And I know you're going to get in, you know, to more detail, but my first impression is that I am very impressed. So congratulations.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It really is. And just the whole idea of being able to just maximize that veterinary appointment with your vet and not have to go back four more times or call three more times. Or even if somebody has a question later on and you, if I saw you in the morning and you called me in the afternoon, I'd have to go and re sort of think about that visit again. So from the veterinary professional side, this is really helpful.
So these are the daily pages. And I like this, especially for, you know, when you're trying something new with your dog, you bought a different kind of food, your vet gave you a new medicine, you're trying a new, you know, supplement you found online, you know, a new joint supplement or something. And this can give you a way to track it and track if you're seeing any results from it, you know, whether it's positive or negative. And by the way, my graphic designer had the best time coming up with the different poops.
It's probably not something a graphic designer gets to do every day.
It's very accurate. It's very accurate.
And then I give space for, you know, your different daily notes. Like, did you take a walk today? Did you play ball today? You know, is there something you need to take like a photo of or a video of? You know, one of the things that's happened to me numerous times, right, is, you know, something's happened, they're limping, but it's intermittent. Of course, they're not going to do it when you get to the vet for them to evaluate. So taking that video and having a reminder to do that has been super duper helpful for me. And you know, I really created this with the mindset of, you know, maybe somebody that has a senior dog, somebody who's going through something with their dog right now. And sometimes it's really hard and stressful. And, you know, when you're trying to like find the right answers and you see that they're uncomfortable. And so I tried to give space too for just like having a grateful moment of the day, because I just find, you know, there's always something that they do that makes you laugh or is silly. And, you know, I like just being able to write down, you know, Nino was doing, you know, belly rubs or had zoomies around the house or, you know, just something that, you know, to remind you. And sometimes when you're having like those rough times, I just feel like it's good to give you something to positive to focus on too. And I don't know, that's just kind of who I am as a person anyway. And so here we have our vet appointment pages. And I give you one whole page just to prepare. Sometimes it just takes those 5 minutes of our time to, you know, get our head in the right space, make sure we're being thorough, you know, and you can even write questions down as you go along before your appointment. You know, that's something that I did when we noticed Nina's nose was getting dry. Like, I wrote that down before I had even scheduled the vet appointment because I didn't want to forget to ask that question. But I try to give you space here, you know, to record, you know, what office you're going to. You know, sometimes there's these vet offices where you might see a different veterinarian every time. And I try to always keep track of like who I'm seeing and when. This important space that's for, you know, do I need to fast them for blood work? Do I need to remember to bring a poop sample or a pee sample or, you know, something that I have to remember on my end? And then, you know, we have our questions for the vet. Our current medications and supplements, you know, sometimes it's like I've done this more times than I care to admit, where I'm driving home from the vet and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I forgot to ask them to refill this. And, you know, now I've got to, you know, call them, figure out a time I can get back over there. So I try to always write down everything that I'm giving my dog, whether it's something I need refilled or not, because, you know, you might find a joint supplement on Amazon or something and your vet might not know that, you know, you're giving them that. And so I think it's important to write down all of the different things that you're doing for your dog. And again, if it is one of those places where you're seeing a different vet every time, you know, they might not know the other things that your dog has been prescribed or what your dog's regimen is. If, you know, maybe it's a new vet to the practice. I've had all of these things happen to me recently. And then, you know, do I have a photo or a video or something that I want to show them as part of their physical or behavioral updates? You know, I've had this happen where my dog is limping intermittently. Of course, they're not going to be limping when I take them to the vet. So it's very helpful to have, you know, a video to show them of them, you know, walking down the hallway of the house after they got up from a nap, and, you know, try to train myself to record these things so that I have them. And then, you know, give you plenty of space to, you know, write down what the vet says. And I have a little tip that'll be coming out when I have the print version. It's not in the PDF version yet, but, you know, you can record voice notes on your phone pretty easily. Mm-hmm. And I will ask my vet, is it okay if I record this appointment? Because, you know, they're talking really fast. They're going through so many different things. You know, you're trying to hold the leash. You're trying to do all these things, you know, write down. I'm trying to write down what they're saying. And so sometimes I'll just record, you know, my interaction with them so I can write this part afterwards. And my husband, you know, it's like, if my husband has to take the dog to the vet for some reason, you know, he never knows what's going on. So I'm like, please just record what they say.
Right. I can't believe I'm sorry, Erin. I'm interrupting. I can't believe how well this aligns with our podcast. This is many of the things that we discussed. And, you know, it's like this collaboration was meant to be. It's amazing that, you know, we're actually recommending the same things and such. So it must be a common issue, right? So, you know, I just think that this tool will help so many pet owners out there.
Very thorough. It's very thorough. Yeah.
And Erin, one question I wanted to ask is, you know, this is electronic, so people can download as many pages as they need at any time, correct?
Correct. You know, you can save it right on your computer. You can type into the PDF if you like to do that. You can print it out and write on it. You know, you can print it out when you need it. You know, with the daily pages, one other thing that we've used that for, right, is if we have a pet sitter coming in and, you know, I can leave, you know, this is what they get for each meal, you know, it gives them space to write, you know, notes back to me. So that's something like, you know, maybe you just need it every once in a while, you know, your dog's pretty healthy, but, you know, print as you need it, save it as on your computer as you need it. And then I'll have the print version coming out for when you want to, you know, really be keeping track of things every day.
Yeah, I'm old school too. I like the physical paper.
Yeah. Erin, can you tell us what's the cost for the digital, the PDF?
Sure. It's $13 for this bundle. Or if you just want to buy one piece or the other piece, like if you just want the vet visit pages, that's $7. If you just want the daily pages, that's $7, and then it's $13 to get the bundle, where you also get the ebook with it, also of the 12 changes.
You know, the thing that is so important that I would like the audience to know, because a veterinary technician, that the thing, one of the most important things that we can do as vet professionals is get a good history on a patient.
This is where my professional day job part of my of this comes into play. So for the last 20-something years, I've worked as a paralegal, and we deal with a lot of medical records. And so I basically spend a ton of my time, you know, organizing people's medical histories, medical records through what I do. So this is kind of the system that I use at work to put together a medical history. And so this is kind of like putting everything together of, you know, kind of giving yourself a timeline of, you know, you can put symptoms in, you can put your vet visits in, because there's going to be a time when you're like, well, I know like 3 years ago we went to the vet for something. And I tried to keep, you know, a folder, like a file of all of their medical records. But, you know, a lot of times when we go to the vet, all they give you is this printout of the charges. And so when I look back, I'm like, what did I spend $347 on in 2019? You know, mm-hmm. And this is a way that I can keep track of all of these things and give myself kind of like an at a glance history of like, oh, we went to the vet for that, we started limping, we did that. So this is my chart for that. And then I also give you a link here if you want to make your own like Google spreadsheet, because that's how I keep it for myself. So you can either fill it in right on here, or you can link, you know, create your own like Google spreadsheet and just type it in there and keep your own notes in there.
Aaron, and to your point, time is such a tricky thing. You know, when I get asked, you know, so, you know, when are your pets' vaccines due? And I'm like, or when did they see the cardiologist? I'm like, it was last year. And then I actually looked back and it was 3 years ago, you know, mm-hmm. So yes, keeping up an accurate timeline.
Matt gets Cytopoint and I went in to get another injection. The vet's like, well, when's the last time you had it? And I was like, Thanksgiving, you know, this would have been perfect mm-hmm. to write those things down in there. And I can't even tell you how important it is on our end as veterinary professionals to get a good, thorough history on a pet. We could right. predict so many things about how the dog is feeling and how the dog is doing and what's trending in this dog's health. And the thing about that that's so important is if I can catch something before it becomes a thing, the treatment for your pet is going to be so much better. The outcome could be so much better if I have a good, thorough history. I see that something's happening and I can get on it immediately. So this, like you said, with your dog's hearing, this could potentially head off any a major illness or even in for rehab, right, Chris? Even for us in rehab.
Oh, sure.
Trending things like limping and things like that. It's
well,
important for
and,
us.
And, you know, that last portion that you showed us, Aaron, it's just like everything at a glance,
right?
You know, it's so, I mean, I know now a lot of vets have electronic record keeping, but again, going through and scrolling, you know, right. on a screen and trying to find something, you know, let alone the old paper versions. I mean, this is, I can see why your vet, when you first presented this, was so excited. I mean, it's right. a win-win. It's a win, number one, for the pet, that everyone, you know, is caring for, both the veterinary community and team and the pet owner, but also a win for the owner and a win for the veterinary team. I mean, this is fantastic.
That's my goal.
So how has this been received? Are you getting the word out there? Are people readily downloading? Is this a success for you?
So, I mean, you know, I can't quit my job yet, but so far, so good.
None of us can. This well, is what you call a passion project, right?
Yeah.
Well,
you did a very thorough job. I'm very impressed. And I would highly recommend this to all of our listeners. Chris and I also would probably, you know, I think I see the benefit in this for our listeners who are also rehab patients, not just your patient who goes to the vet, but your patient who goes to canine rehabilitation. And I think it also could be spread, you know, for other species. I think that you could probably do this for your cat and your bird and your, you know, your rabbit. So I think that you could extrapolate those things for other animals as well. And this could very well cut off a, you know, head off a major illness for these dogs, yes, or cats or birds. So you've done a good job. You probably saved some lives too. And you saved some hearing in your dog too. So
not only for the pets that we work with and know, Kathy, and of course, you know, we're going to continue to spread the word through Petability Podcast, but I want to bring it to my veterinarian. And right, then hopefully she will tell her clients about it, because her practice is very complex. A lot of dogs with multiple medical issues, a lot of elderly dogs, and so forth. And I think, again, this could just be really helpful for everyone involved. So I'm definitely going to do that. And if everyone listening to this, watching this right now, does that with your own veterinarian, you know, I think this could be change, you know, a big change for everyone in the that loves our dogs. So. Yeah.
So Erin, can you tell people where they can find you, where they can find your podcast, how to download the Dog Health Journal?
Sure. So erinthedogmom.com will take you to quick links to everything. But the journal, I actually do two podcasts because I'm a crazy person.
You're one of our people.
But I do the Believe in Dog podcast, which is like really in-depth kind of one-on-one about like what's something your dog inspired you to do in your life. You know, it might be write a book or you know, start a nonprofit organization. I've had all kinds of different work conversations. And then I actually partner with Kimberly Gauthier, who has a huge blog called Keep the Tail Wagging. And we do a podcast together called The Alternative Dog Moms, where we kind of geek out on different health topics like acupuncture and chiropractic and CBD and all these different things that we're doing for our dogs. And so we just started doing that one last year. So it's been a lot of fun, but you can get everything at erinthedogmom.com. It should be real easy to find what you're looking for.
And Erin, when we came on, I got a glimpse of your t-shirt. Can you back up a little bit so everyone can see your t-shirt? Yay!
Yes. Dog mom for life.
My favorite t-shirt. And you know, I have to tell you, I didn't even know I liked dogs until I was 25. It was all my husband's idea to get a dog. I didn't know about this. I didn't grow up with any kind of pets.
Wow. And, See, there's hope for everyone.
It changed your life.
Life changing. Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Later, here we are.
Well, thank you, Erin. Thank you very
much. Thank you so much, Erin. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your kind words, and I'm glad we got to do those.
Thanks. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed our show.
Follow us on social media at Petability Podcast.
And please check out our affiliates and sponsors.
Simply go to the show notes for information and links.
Thank you, and tune in next time.